Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, 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 look who's back. And guess what? We're under 20 days from, the teams beginning to report to training camp. And Team USA, they dropped one to Lithuania, but then they bounced back and put the smash on my Italy. And we are continuing our team. Buongiorno, buonasera. We're going to continue our team-by-team breakdown with the Southwest Division with Spurs analyst Tom Petrini on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack and Mad Boosties. Que bello.
3-on-1. Davis. Love. LeBron.
There you go. Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Welcome, Tom Petrini. Spurs analyst.
Welcome to episode 77, which I believe is the win over under from Vegas for the Los Angeles Lakers. So 77, right?
That's tough one. That feels fair.
Yeah. I felt we got shortchanged a little bit by five games, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. Do what you can. You do what
Miles,
you can.
You're Italian. I didn't realize that. Ciao, Paisano. How are you doing,
bro? Oh, hey, Paisano. Great to see you. Mi amici. It's great to be back in the ancestral homeland, you know, of obviously my family's from Puglia, so had to gotcha. Go and see the family out there. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. Tom, really quick. You grew up in Long Island, did you say?
Yep.
But you are a Spurs fan now?
Yeah, so I grew up in New York, went to school in Boston, fell in love with a girl from San Antonio, fell in love with Spurs basketball while I was like trying to get to know her.
Okay.
Gotta go see about a girl. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's a Boston reference.
That's a good reference, man.
It took a while, but we got down here. So, you know, I'm happy about that. And yeah, man, I've been covering the team in some shape or form since 2015. So, you know, beautiful game era is still kind of there, but Kawhi is like, you know, kind of coming into his own as a superstar. It was a really fun time to be watching the team.
Right.
And then sort of seeing everything after that and since, and now the Wemby era starts.
So it's
interesting times to be a Spurs reporter for sure.
I feel like we should read you provided a bio that was one of my favorite bios that's been provided. So I just wanted to read through it here real quick. This is from you, Tom Petrini. Haven't played organized basketball since like kindergarten, but I put a lot of work into building a serviceable jumper.
Okay.
The righty Manu Ginobili of 24-hour fitness, parentheses, yes, balding, I grew up in New York and my early basketball exposure was like Melo, Stott, and Jeremy Lin. LOL. I don't know where that's coming from, that LOL.
It was a funny team to watch, man. The vibes were crazy. Yeah.
But anyways, I love the righty Manu of 24 Hour Fitness. Yeah.
So you got it like that, huh?
It's a real vibe.
I ran out of contact, so I have like the croquis for my goggles. So it's like, you know, like I want to get like honest to goodness rec specs. You remember rec specs?
Oh yeah, with Jarambis like, vibes.
Ho Grant.
Yeah, Horace Grant style for sure. Yeah, because it's like I can't see anything, but I'm about to get physical in here.
You know? Right,
yeah.
Right. So yeah, they're strapped on.
Absolutely, the vibes I'm going
Don't
for.
Don't get it messed up. And did you're like you ended up. Did this love story become a full, complete love story? You are with this person. Who is this person?
Yeah, we just moved into this house together. We got a puppy. It's we've been together. It'll be 6 years in September. So
living la dolce vita, you know, as they say.
It's,
you know,
it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful, yeah, loving basketball. Beautiful. It's very sweet.
Wonderful. There's some interest around the San Antonio Spurs this season. I would say some.
We found
interest.
Out a bit
how. What happened? What's it like to have been with the team for 5 years and then have this fall into your lap? This Victor Wembanyama fella.
I mean, it was kind of crazy to watch because very proud tradition here, and they had just gotten used to winning after decades of not, and then you have this era of sustained competition greatness and winning and. You have a guy who you think is going to carry that torch in Kawhi Leonard, and then he's gone. And then sort of slowly, it was like, you know, you trade the best piece for draft picks, and then the next best piece becomes the guy, and then he gets traded for draft picks. And eventually you got what you had last season, which was, you know, it was cool to see the development of guys like Devin Vassell when he was healthy and Keldon Johnson and rookie Jeremy Sochan getting a lot of burn, which he wouldn't have gotten in previous years in San Antonio. But then, you know, they won like 20 games. So it was like it was tough. And the watching the fans who stuck it out through that and watched that and were still showing up excited and hopeful, watching those people get rewarded. You know, because I was at that bar at that watch party where you know, they got it up on the big screens and everybody's like everybody's drinks gets paid for if they get the number one pick.
Right.
And I'm in the corner with my tripod with the camera and like, you know, electric. It was like a championship moment almost. Like, and in a sense, like, I know it sounds silly and crazy to say, but in a way it's almost bigger than that because somebody wins a championship every year, you know? But players and prospects like Victor Wembanyama, I feel like everybody was pretty much in agreement that this is the most game-changing prospect in the last 20 years. And you see somebody like that come and you know what that means because you saw it happen with Tim Duncan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know that none of the stuff that happened here happens without that one singular all-time great number one pick. And so, you know, people here are just like over the moon and like the impact on businesses, the impact on ticket sales and marketing the team and, you know,
yeah,
the national
they time
TV
their
schedule.
Number one picks really well, it seems like.
You bought them out three times and get three generational big men. Like pretty good.
I've been told, speaking of Jeremy Sochan, that you don't mess with the Sochan. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, Okay. He's a scrapper.
I just wanted to make sure. We were talking about the Sandman before we started recording.
So yeah, absolutely. I think I saw that movie in theaters. I feel like revisiting that would be hilarious to do.
I wonder if that aged well.
I think it's going to be good for Victor because everybody's going to be going at Victor. It's going to be good for him to be sharing the court with somebody who likes to mix it up like Sochan and Zach Collins. Enforcer Zach Collins is hilarious as a concept, but like if ever there's an altercation on a basketball court and Zach Collins is in the vicinity, he's in the middle of it. Looking like he's mad at his stepdad or something. I don't know. Like he's ready to go. So I think having those two around Victor is going to be good and important for him.
Do you have a feel for, like, you know, you've seen the same number of games that we have. Do you have a feel for, like, are the Spurs going to be good right away, do you feel like? Or what are your expectations for this first season?
So I think it depends what your expectations are for the Spurs as a team, right? Because if you just base it on the win-loss from last year and, okay, they're getting this guy, we don't know how good Victor Wembanyama is going to be. I feel like last year, it was a young team that was still learning how to do stuff, and they left a lot of meat on the bone in terms of results as a result of that. You know, there were games where they played really well for three quarters, you know, and, you know, they're moving the ball, they're doing the right things. And then in the last, you know, 5-10 minutes of the game, it falls apart. They're, you know, they're not communicating, the experience, the other team takes over, and boom, you know, you've lost 13 in a row like that. And it's one of those situations where last year, a lot of guys were kind of foisted into roles that they, you know, have never had before and never would have had the opportunity before in previous iterations of the Spurs. And so the feeling around the team toward the end of last year was like, the guys are great. These guys have a ton of potential. They all just sort of realized that, like, you know, they need somebody to be that guy that they all sort of coalesce around.
Yeah.
And they got very lucky in the offseason and they got that. So I think immediately Victor Wembanyama is going to be like a special defender to watch, even if the offense takes a while to get there. And, you know, it takes some time for him and Pop to find the balance of, you know, okay, you're trying new things and you're doing the things that make you special and the things that only you can do, but also, like, let's run these sets so you can get easier looks, kind of thing, that balance. That's going to take some time. It's going to take some time with his teammates. But, like, as far as I know, he's been either, you know, he's been combined in vacation or in the lab, you know, just all summer, and even dyed his hair, which I think might have been a Sohan influence thing, although Sohan is pleading innocence, like, you know, I didn't do that to him. He made his own choice there. But, like, I think the Spurs were a perfect landing spot for Victor Wembanyama because you have Greg Popovich, you have a team that's been building for this slowly, quietly for years. And it depends what moves they make because they've got so many draft picks. Right, they've got a ton of assets. You know, do you take Devontae Graham and Doug McDermott and draft picks and maybe one or two of the young pieces and try to, like, really upgrade the roster if in year one Victor Wembanyama is, like, really showing you some things? So I think they're going to be a lot better than last year, and probably because people didn't watch them a lot last year.
Surprise some people.
I think there are a lot of guys outside of Victor Wembanyama who, you know, people will tune in to watch Wemby, but they'll be like, oh man, Kelton's fun, like, I've never seen anybody except Penny Hardaway do that, like, spinning step back, but Devin Vassell has that, like, that's cool,
right?
You know, and so I'm excited for other people to watch Spurs basketball.
You
know, yeah, I mean, even watching Summer League,
it's just like, he's so tall, you know.
Yeah. How did he do that? Is that something you work on?
I think he had that thing where, like, you hang it up in the doorway and you
stretching rack.
He just did the stretching thing.
Yeah,
probably.
You just hang upside down.
I think, like, we have to assume that he had that, but he did it off the Eiffel Tower. That's why he's so tall.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
I had considered that possibility.
I'm a bit of a Europe expert.
Right.
Let's as you can tell. So should we let's just go, because we've been doing the analysis is the win over under that Vegas has each team coming in at. So should we take a break and come back and talk about San Antonio's over under?
Yeah, let's get into it from that angle. We're gonna find a new angle right after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back, and we found it. We're going to talk about, should we start off with the Spurs? It's a normal size collar. I know, Jack. It's normal size. It's very normal sized.
It would be normal if it was on Victor Wembanyama.
That is true. That is true. Okay. Well, credit to him.
I wear it, and suddenly it looks huge. And like a clown dressed me.
He is going to the Tim Duncan school of being that big and somehow finding baggy clothes. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's crazy.
Just got to sew your clothes out of hockey bags. Just everything is hockey bags.
Right.
It's been
20 years. So I guess like baggy stuff is coming back. I don't know. That would be great. Yeah.
Or is he just going through Tim's like wardrobe? And Tim's like, oh, I loved these in 98, man. You're going to love these too.
He's a lot better dressed than Tim, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll tuck in a tee with jeans and wear that like backwards newsy hat and make it all look cool.
Tim Duncan, owner of the largest pair of Tevas that I think, that would be my guess, is he has like
record-setting Tevas. You get a custom made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like five of the biggest Tevas that have ever been made, and they are in regular rotation, would be my guess.
And the sixth one is hanging in Teva headquarters, just like as like an art piece when you walk in. And like, this is the biggest Teva on earth.
All right. So Southwest Division, we got San Antonio, we got Houston, we got Narlins, we got Dallas, and we got Memphis, folks. Don't we? We love them, folks.
We love them.
Let's kick off with San Antonio. Their win total last year was 22. They're expected to gain by Vegas 7.5 wins. They're 29.5. That seems like okay. Yeah, I mean, sure. It's not very aggressive, I would say. Especially like my one takeaway from seeing Wembanyama at Summer League, and I've talked about it before, that I think like a smart outsider bet would be Wembanyama for Defensive Player of the Year. Like, he really messes with every shot that goes up on the court when he's in the game. Like, maybe people will figure out, maybe like non-Summer League players, like better players will figure out how to shoot around him, but he is contesting shots that should not be contestable.
Right.
So I could see them picking up more than 7.5 wins personally. I would go over on this one.
Somebody said, I forget who said this, but it stuck out in my mind. They said that he changes the geography of the court.
Yeah, that was probably me.
Probably. It sounds like something you would like, say.
European geographer.
Did you tweet that when you're at Summer League at his first game? You're like, this kid is changing the whole geography of the court. We're calling him Pythagoras.
Yeah.
That's an entirely different subject of school.
But it starts with G-O.
Yeah.
And that is all that matters.
Exactly.
That's true. The defensive impact is going to be really fun. And they have guys who I think will fit around him and be able to switch around him really nicely on the defensive end of the floor. You know, Vassell, Sohan, Keldon, Trey Jones is like, you know, a pesky little dude. And like, yeah, I think it's going to be fun basketball to watch, and they're going to figure things out. My guess is more quickly than the teams that are playing against them, because you really have to, like, you know, they're going to be one of the harder teams to scheme for moving forward, just because they have Victor Wembanyama, who, you know, like, it's just different. You have to do different things entirely and switch up your philosophy in some cases on both ends of the floor to really game plan for a player like that. So it's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see everything. Like, there's no game on the calendar where I look at it and I'm like, that's
snooze. Yeah. I don't care how this 7'4" guy who can shoot from everywhere on the court plays in this game.
Nice.
Right. It's not a concern. I think it's going to be over. I know, shocking, the guy who covers the team is a little bullish. But last year I wasn't so bullish. I think it was like right on the nose last year. And it was I don't know if they're going to get 21 wins. And they squeaked over it.
How over are you going, Tom?
So it's set at what?
29.5.
I think they win 34 to 36 games.
Okay. So just a shade under playoff contention, as the kids call it.
Like, they might make the play-in game, and like they might do well in that environment. I don't know. Like, if they played a first round playoff series, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. That would be fun. All right. So I would have expected San Antonio, having a generational number one draft pick, that they would have been at near the top of like predictions for most wins gained. However, they are far below, two games below our next team. This team, Vegas is predicting the biggest win-loss jump of the season, and it's Houston. Last year, 22-60. This year, 31.5 games. I'm slightly confused by this. Not that I don't think they're going to be better, but like, is it all Van Vliet? Is it all Udoka? Are they just expecting them to take the Fred Van Vliet? I'm done.
Trademark. That's
trademark. And yeah. I wrote that in the doc, and then I said that I was done. So I have no preparation from this point forward in the show. Yeah.
It's all ChatGPT from here on out.
Yeah. But what, like, does this surprise anyone else? I guess Dylan Brooks also, you know.
So yeah.
He can help a team win. But
I mean, especially if it seems Team like Canada Dylan Brooks right now, because he looks as good as he normally would. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it must be Ime plus Van Vliet, I guess.
Houston is tough for me because, like, you know, deep in my soul, it hurts me to say anything nice about them. But like, their draft this year, phenomenal.
Right.
Like, just awesome. I was super high on Amen Thompson before the lottery. It was like, you know what? If the Spurs got him at 3 or 4, I'd be stoked.
Right.
He's really, really good. Who did they get that slid to like 25? I've forgotten now. But it was like a guy that people had top 10 grades on slipped. Yeah. Cam Whitmore.
Yeah.
Slipped to like 25 or something. And it was like, oh no, like that's problematic. And, you know, they got Şengün in the draft that the Spurs got Primo. You know, they've drafted really well in the last few years. And I like the roster that they've built. culture has been terrible. You know, that like the coaching has been bad. I remember last year they were talking about like, oh, Jabari Smith is like struggling, but he had this good game. And the coach is like, yeah, you know, part of why he's struggling is I'm not running anything for him. It's like, wow.
Right.
I don't know. Like, maybe that's a point of emphasis to consider. I don't know. I really think bringing in Ime Udoka is going to help a lot. I think it's going to change some things. And, you know, that group of players playing with some form of organization is going to be, I think, you know, cool to watch that development. I don't know.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent when, now that you mention it.
I don't know if, you know, 32 wins, like, that's kind of the joke, I guess, right, that Spurs fans were making. Is like, oh, you went out, you spent all this money on Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks, and now you're going from not a playoff team to also not a playoff team.
God, Spurs fans are mean. I thought they were nice.
No. A while back, I was sort of like, my official title was the Don of Spurs Mafia. It was like if you said something dumb about like, oh, I think Anthony Davis and Tim Duncan are like Anthony Davis better. Like, there were people that would just like, your phone is going to overheat from people saying angry things at you, you know? Like,
well, the grammar in that sentence was a mess.
I
don't talk English. Who would tweet that? So,
yeah.
Well, you know. I mean, you were saying it was a dumb sentence, and you right. are correct.
Well, I get
that
it.
Was a mess.
And the Amenagons right. were Terrible. Messing with your language after we got to Ellis Island, obviously.
I feel like Rockets fans have like really leaned into the monetization of Twitter, you know, and you know, done similar posting habits. But honestly, I love that the rivalry between Rockets fans and Spurs fans feels kind of back, you right. know.
Yeah,
like there's a little bit of nastiness, like on lottery night when Victor Wembanyama realized he wasn't going to Houston and gave
a little fist pump.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you just pissed off an entire city for the rest of those people's lives. They're gonna hate you forever.
Yeah.
And that was before he knew he was coming to San Antonio. Like he was just like. He wasn't even thinking about the story building aspect of it. He was just stoked to not be going.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. So it was Houston was off the board. Who was left at that point?
It was Spurs, Portland, and Charlotte.
Oh, that's pretty bad, man.
That's brutal.
That is really cruel.
To have those three left on the board and you're like, yes, I'm not going to Houston. Like, that hurt
Great
those people
city, right?
deep in there. It's a cool place.
Wow.
Like Houston, Texas. But yeah, I think all of those games, you know, in Houston, in San Antonio, fans are going to get up. It's going to be fun to watch. Yeah. I mean, this whole division, like, we're going to go through the whole thing, but like the young talent in this division is really, really cool.
Yeah, this is a fun division.
Every team has young guys who are like either already, you know, stars in the league or like look like they could be the future. So it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Every team they have going up in wins other than Memphis, who, you know, Memphis is a real question mark. They're going to be interesting. Adding Marcus Smart, D Rose re-signing Desmond Bain, you know, and then Ja being suspended. But I feel like they have them losing, going from 51 wins last year to 45 and a half. And
yeah, so 5.5 back.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're like somewhere between those two. I don't think they're going to drop off that much. But everybody else is up.
Yeah.
The line goes up. We got Narlins going from 42 wins to 43 and a half.
Not a huge leap, but an improvement nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm like, it's the health part. I'm always just wondering, like, Trey Murphy, the third, he went down with a meniscus injury like earlier this week. So I feel bad. Those fans, I bet, I'm sure, are wondering, it's like, can we have one just moment in the sun where the health sun shines on this team? But I feel like everyone's kind of going to come into this season with something to prove to. So part of me does feel optimistic, but I don't know if that's also the sort of cycle of watching this team go into a new season. Like, Zion looks good. he's looking good, putting the Mountain Dew down. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to see them actually, you know, because we were pretty big on them last year, going into last season.
Yeah, man. Well, they had a great year the year before, and then Zion was healthy. Like, they had a great year without him, and then Zion was, in quotes, healthy. But, you know, now he's missed 194 games over his career while playing in just 114. So, it's just the New Orleans for me is always just like hope springs eternal. I want them to be healthy. I want to see what... I want the whole league to be healthy, and they in particular seem like one of the most fun teams when they're healthy. So it would be cool. Zion seems like he's physically changed, and then Ingram has like a whole different look. He looks like a different person.
It seems like they could be anywhere from like 35 to like 50 wins, depending on health, almost entirely. You know, but like again, what a fun young group. Ingram playing with a healthy, explosive Zion is just like, because Ingram was really coming into his own last year. I mean, really, really solid player and fun to watch. And at that wing position, great size, just incredible scoring ability. You know, and McCollum, right? They got McCollum?
Yeah.
I mean, man. You know, they're built for being a playoff team. And I think they can get there again, provided they're healthy.
Yeah. Re-signed Herb Jones. So there's a lot of fun guys on that team.
And Zion's liking some really cool Dragon Ball memes too.
A lot of Dragon Ball memes.
Yeah. He liked this Vegeta account about remembering who you were before dating her. And you're like, oh, okay, get focused, sir.
Dallas is the big question mark, for like, not regarding health, just like regarding how they fit together. Mm-hmm. This is the same person who was asking that question earlier about Houston, whose phone got blown up because it was a dumb question because they don't know how words work. So they re-signed Kyrie, acquired Grant Williams, signed Seth Curry, Derek Jones Jr. People are pretty impressed with what they did in the offseason, but they should have been better than they were last year. And I don't have a full explanation for what happened. I ask, I say, hey, what happened? But I haven't gotten the good explanation for it. How are you guys feeling about the Dallas Mavericks and their over-under of, they're expected to go from 38 wins to 45.5, which is a big jump.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know.
I mean, can they do it without JaVale McGee?
That you is know, the number one question on everyone's mind.
That's the number one question on my mind. But I mean, seven, are they going to be that much better?
It's a lot to put on, Grant Williams and Seth Curry. And like, you be one thing to be like, well, Kyrie like needed some time to adapt and like they needed to adjust to one another's games. But like, it felt like they were getting worse as the year was going along. Is that, maybe I'm wrong about that, but they just didn't, like by the end of the season, it seemed like, oh, this has not gone well. Those two on the court together, Kyrie and Luka, even though they're both like so fun to watch and like some of the best shot makers of all time, it's like confusing that they're not better. They weren't better than they were when they were on the court together.
It feels like a really like, you know, make or break year for Dallas as constructed. Like, I mean, And it feels like going into that, you don't have a really good foundation in terms of understanding how those pieces fit, right? I think like you said, they made some good offseason moves. I like sort of the pieces they brought in, but I'm also sitting here wondering, like, okay, so how is it going to work? Who, mm-hmm. you know, because I see Mark Cuban talking about Kyrie standing in the corner. I don't know how Kyrie feels about that, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah. I feel like if you went down the list of players that you could have potentially paired with Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving would have been kind of low on the list in terms of, you know, fit. What do you need next to a guy like Doncic to not just win regular season games, but to make a deep run, which is a goal when you have a player as good as Luka Doncic. And I still don't really see how Kyrie helps you achieve those goals. So it is kind of up in the air. I do think they're going to win. I'd say like over 40 games. Like I expect them to be around 500, maybe a little better.
Yeah.
But it also could turn into a very messy situation there. That one seems like the most volatile, situation here in this division.
Yeah, that one totally volatile, totally interesting to see like where this really feels like make or break year for Luka, where it's like, do we, you know, what do we have here? Like I've seen comparison people being like, I think the general consensus is he is MVP caliber every season. We should expect him to be an MVP candidate this next year. That's been the way it has been for the past couple years, I feel like. There's also like a quiet conversation happening in the back where people are like, maybe he's like more of a Trae Young figure, like really great shot maker and, you know, had some like deep playoff runs, but overall, like we shouldn't have like MVP level aspirations for him. I don't know about that. I think everybody in the league basically would take Luka over Trae Young, but I am starting to hear those conversations for the first time in my life.
So. And repeating them out loud.
Yeah, yeah. And then repeating them. Yeah. And I mean, saying they're not, I'm not saying that, Dallas fans.
I don't know.
Other people are saying that.
Don't put the Dallas Mafia on me. Do you know who runs the Dallas Twitter Mafia? If you could put a protective order over Jack.
I don't think they have one.
Oh, okay.
Dallas seems fairly tame to me.
Okay.
Jack Ruby, maybe? No, he's gone.
There's a second tweeter.
All right. Should we take another quick break?
I think we
and
are.
And come back and get some bold predictions and get into the fastest segment in podcasting, Miles?
Oh, yeah.
Should we do all of that?
I think we'll do it all.
All right. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T In-Car Wi-Fi. on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
And we're back.
Thank you.
We're going to get into FIBA. Like, once the tournament's over, you know, there's been some great games. There's been the big shocking loss, according to headlines, by the Team USA to Lithuania. It was a game that did not matter, which I didn't realize at the time when I was reading them headlines. It was, you know, they knew they were coming out of their division 1-2, just a matter of who was coming out first. And the U.S. has since bounced back against Italy, so they're looking good. They are in the final four of FIBA. I did not know all of that based on the headlines, so I wanted to do the service to people of letting them know.
Yeah, I was also of that because I've been following so closely. I was like, oh, so we're out.
So we're
and
out.
And I'm like, oh, nope. Bunch okay,
of,
got
bunch
it.
Of bums.
Yeah,
is what
like,
you
that's
said?
Why you need superstars.
Gotta put some respect on Jonas Valanciunas, man.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a great litmus test for like ball knowledge. If somebody has a high opinion of Jonas Valanciunas's like value in today's like basketball game.
Right.
Like, you know, he does so much at the center position that is like super duper valuable. Just like pick and pop, pick and roll, beast on the boards, and he sets about like 500 screens that are just made of granite every single game.
Yeah.
Just a absolute like
He looks like he hurts to play against.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
Those have typically been the types of dudes that give Team USA trouble.
Right.
So,
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Should we get into it, Miles?
We're going bold or are we going quick?
Should we get let's get the bold in the quick.
Wow. Right. Wow. Changing the form. I like this. Okay, let's do it.
Hot takes with a little explanation or context. Nothing
oh,
that
yeah.
can go wrong.
It's our favorite.
Cool.
It's,
well, all right.
Our latest segment called Wild Irresponsible Speculation with people who know better. Brought to you by Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties. But here we go. Obviously, Tom, you've heard about this segment. This is the fastest question and answer segment in all of podcasting history, including
that.
Shows that are yet to exist. We are going to ask you a question. Just answer it. Don't think. Just respond. Give us that deep human response without thinking. Blurt it out. And we'll keep it moving so we can maintain our title of quickest question and answer segment in sports history.
Okay, I'm a good blurter. Let's
good,
get it.
Good. And if Jack and I start asking weird questions that don't make sense or out of context or, you know, just general meandering, you have to get on us to keep this thing moving, okay?
Blow the whistle. Call my wife and let her know it's happening again.
I'm very vibes based. So if the conversation flows into a happy spot, then
I hear you.
And I'm a people pleaser. It's going to be tough for me to do that.
Same.
Oh, man, me too.
First of all, the amount of therapy that Jack and I have gone through for trying to get over our people pleasing. I mean, we could heal the world. Okay.
It's
with
important.
The amount of
Maybe,
hours you
like,
put in.
Our debrief after this and we can just, you know,
just work with each other.
Yeah.
Do the hard work.
Yeah. This is what I'll say. Right, sometimes. Cool. Pleasing the people requires you to just be honest.
Jabari
you know?
Is right. They're already doing it. Stop. Ask the questions.
Okay. You're right. Fine. Here
Do
we
it.
Go. Brian, start the clock.
So mean to Brian. So he wants to please everybody except Brian.
He's played in a lot of bands. He's played a lot of live shows. Sometimes he's hard of hearing, so I have to raise my voice. That's what
That's
it's
true.
About. It's not because of anchor, okay? Because I like to raise my voice at people with hearing issues. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
That's a great question, Miles. How about you go first?
Thank you so much. I will. Tom, I have to ask you, who's the best player you've ever witnessed in person and what they do? You know, like what were they doing that impressed you so much? And also, who is the person you would pay the most to see in person if you haven't already?
I've seen LeBron in person. And I
What'd
think
he do?
The thing about watching him that's crazy is you're watching him. And you don't realize quite the impact he's having just because it feels regular.
Mm.
Like he makes spectacular production feel almost, you know, routine and expected.
Mm-hmm.
And within that also like these incredible plays and, you know, beautiful moments. But it's the kind of thing where you're like, oh man, he's been kind of quiet, and you look up at the board and he's got 38. You're like, damn, all right.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that quiet.
It's his age.
I really want to, like, I love watching Jokic play. Like, my view at the arena, you just see all of the reads that he's making at the top of the key, and sort of the lanes that he's looking at. And so watching from that angle is pretty incredible.
Yeah. LeBron's my answer too, just because you get a sense of speed and size. Like in person, he's just wild, crazy to see.
I'm out on this
every
guy.
NBA player, the scale is crazy, but LeBron in particular is
yeah
crazy.
Scale.
I don't see it. Why'd we lose to the Nuggets?
Well, because of those lanes, baby. Tom, you got to keep it moving, man.
Really. I'm sorry.
What is your absolute boldest prediction for the upcoming NBA season?
Go reckless. Think, lose your credentials right now.
I think. Victor Wembanyama, rookie all-star.
Wow. That would be a lot of fun.
Okay.
That would be so fun. Even if it's just fan vote, because the entire nation of France votes him in. Georgia for Zaza Pachulia, that's 4 million people. France has got like 70 million.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think he's going to be like better than expected and fun and super impactful and get a lot of eyeballs. I think there's going to be a lot of people who become fans of his game very quickly. So. You know, by popularity contest or by merit, I think he makes an all-star team.
Okay. Tom, which team is going to have the biggest increase in wins over last year? And maybe you can surprise us with one, but who is that team?
I love what the Orlando Magic are doing. I love what the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing. I think adding Chet to that team is going to be really, quite something.
Damn, dropping fire bars, quite something.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hold on now. Hold on now.
Next question.
Hold on now.
That's
now.
Right. Drop the mic off of quite something.
It's melting.
Yes, quite.
Quite good. If you could have any player skill set for a day, who are you choosing and what skill set are you taking from them?
This is so easy. And it's so easy. I feel like I'm breaking the rules, but it's Vince Carter.
Oh.
Vince Carter dunking.
I'm taking Vince Carter's jumping and dunking ability, and I'm going to like the Rucker, and I'm becoming an urban legend like Paul Bunyan or like Will Chamberlain.
Or you're like Earl Manigault getting changed off the top, being like, oh, you want me to break that five for you? Bow, switch and took it off the top of the backboard.
Right. I'm just spending the entire day until I tear every ligament in my knees. And
being wheeled off the court.
Now, here's the thing we've posited.
Which dunk are you doing first?
Yeah.
I'm going elbow in the rim.
Elbow in the rim. Interesting.
I did that on an 8-footer when I was young, and
same.
I still have a little scar.
Yeah. No, that feels like you're going to injure yourself right away.
Well,
yeah,
right, I did it too. That tendon by your bicep, like on the inside of your arm, I remember damaging it terribly doing that on an 8-footer.
Do not try
hanging
that
my
at
body
home,
weight
kids.
Off of it. Yeah. But here's the other thing.
The reverse windmill 360 is my answer in case anybody. That's my favorite dunk I think of all time.
Or Team
like
USA
opener,
on France.
And it was, I don't know, there's something about it that really did it for me.
But what if you could dunk, like you were jumping over Wemby, like how he did in that game against France? Or how tall was that dude that he dunked over? This dude was like a 7-footer, wasn't he?
I don't know if I would do it to Wemby because then I don't know if our relationship could recover from that.
Yeah. He's a made guy. You don't go after
him. I think
he'd
respect you, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. But I mean, I've listened to the show before and people always say Steph's shooting, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Theoretically, and I'm pretty close already, I could practice enough to be as good as Steph Curry is shooting, you know?
Yeah.
I could get there.
Yeah.
That's true.
The guy was a scrub before he really drilled down, you know, in high school and college. So I think I think you got something there.
And you know, if you have that skill for a day, then what? You shoot hot for a day. That happens at, you know, 24-hour fitness all the time.
Right, right. That's they know you.
You don't go home and tell your family about it. But if a 5'10 Italian guy jumps over somebody and dunks it, that's something that people are talking about forever. You know, those highlights live on.
But follow up, though, because we've talked about this, is could your body handle being able to jump that high if you had the same fitness, except you just had that lift?
I just had crazy bounce.
Yeah, but you're like, yeah, exactly. But coming down, you're like,
I would have to learn how to land. And I like, you know, people who jump that high, like Lonnie Walker, I would show up early to Austin Spurs game just to watch him in layup lines jumping because he's like a crazy athlete. But uh-huh. he would land so awkwardly and was like, dude, 2 feet,
yeah.
You know, soft.
Be responsible soft. Like you're wearing with that a
jet pack and you just,
yeah,
you know, work on
Jetson
that.
Jetson style. Yeah, I get it.
So I don't know, but I would try. And if I flew too close to the sun and died, you know, if I die, I die.
Landing is an athletic thing in and of itself, you know, so maybe your athletic skills that allow you to jump that high and dunk so good allow you so to land good too.
Okay. Right. We got to move on, Tom. And shame on you for not keeping this segment going.
Shame on you.
You know what? I will forgive you. With this question, that's just a nice, easy underhander for you. Ultimate peak, prime admiral, and I said almost said admirable, prime admiral or prime Ewing? For you.
I mean, I've got to go David because David Robinson, he's one of the nicest people you could ever hope to meet, but he also did something so petty and savage by scoring like 71 points in the last game of the season to take the scoring title in track. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And there's no footage of this game. Like, it's like they had no cameras. Jabari's right. It's against the Clippers. It's in LA. And there were like no cameras. And he was like, give me the ball again and just crammed it.
Keep I don't see me. Anyone to see what happens here tonight.
I do have a lot of love for Patrick Ewing. I actually met him on an airplane one time and you know, I was a fan and I was like, excuse me, Mr. Ewing, can I have your autograph? And he goes, sorry, kid, that's against my religion. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry. And he's like, I'm just messing with you. Give me that. And he signed the thing. So that's my Patrick Ewing story. He's a funny guy. But yeah, I'm taking David.
I love that canned response that like athletes have to mess with like autograph seekers. Yeah. Like there's that one and the other one where they just deny being the person that you've identified them to be. Oh my gosh, Patrick Ewing. Like, I'm not Patrick Ewing. Sorry.
It's crazy. I get this all the time.
Yeah. I'm just a 7 foot tall guy flying out of New York right now.
Yeah.
Who's sweating so much in first class that year. Yeah. All right. And finally, most importantly, Jack or Miles?
I got to go with my Paisano, man. It's nothing against you, Jack. You got some Irish, I'm assuming, Jack O'Brien.
Oh, you put that together yourself?
Right. That's the weaker part of my salty. That's the weaker part of my gene pool is also Irish. So I feel some kinship toward you as well.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
But yeah, I gotta go with my Paisano. No offense.
Grazie mille.
It's cool and it won't make Miles any more insufferable now that he's back from Italy and just Prego. Constantly telling me.
Allora,
about
there
patch.
You have it, folks. You know, that was just the word on the streets, as we say, or the autostrada.
Where did you say your family was from, Miles?
Oh, Puglia.
Gotcha.
He's making
this up, man. He's lying.
I don't.
Tom.
I don't think so, man.
Hey, in the age of
valor,
Jack,
he seems pretty heel of the boot to me. You know,
Paolo Banchero.
He's chopping off the ends of the words. You know, it sounds almost.
I didn't
silly.
Say Gabagool. I said Capacola.
Right.
You know,
that's more Northern Italian.
Wow. Do you see?
Gabagool is Capicola. It's the same word. It's just butchered by the Southern Italians. And I love that about them. I got both. I got all of Italy is in here.
You got it all. Well, look, I'm a jealous man. Someone who's, merely a poser who loves the boot, you know? I'm the good kind of bootlicker, as it were. Well, Tom Petrini, thank you so much for joining us.
Has anybody ever done like a
bootlicker
tour, like a travel show
called Bootlicker?
A food and leisure and travel show called Lick the Boot.
Lick the Boot.
Just traveling
from the
in Italy.
Heel all the way to the toe.
No. Oh
man.
Stanley Tucci, free idea.
Yeah.
I gotta leave. You guys are gonna get me in trouble.
They call me Stanley's Tucci Mane. Okay.
Tucci Mane.
Tom, where can people find you, follow you, and support you and read all your takes, see all your takes, all things like that?
I am on Twitter at Real Tom Petrini. A lot of fakes out there. Gotta keep a watchful eye.
Yes.
Exactly.
Always.
There's snakes out here.
Great, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Miles, where are you at?
Find me at Miles of Gray. And Jack, where are you at?
Oh, me, Miles? Mm-hmm. I'm at Jack_O'Brien on X. The only thing I call.
L.
Get cool. Extreme.
All right. That's going to do it. We're back next week with more NBA and basketball action.
Exactly. You heard it here. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.